The 6th of September 2020, my name is Alex and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1078. We're talking today about weird smelling pussy. This episode is brought to you by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Okay, let's get to it. Bacterial vaginosis is one of the most common causes of urinary tract infections in women of childbearing age. As soon as you notice a sharp odor difference, signs of a potential problem may appear. There is a good chance that you have had some kind of vaginal infection such as discharge, vaginal bleeding or vaginal sepsis, but there is no evidence that it is due to a bacterial infection. If you notice a fishy smell, there is a reason for this: you have forgotten to get rid of the pungent smell. This happens when the pH of your vagina is disturbed by an overgrowth of bad bacteria. When something confuses its complex chemistry, harmful bacteria can get out of control and create a fishy smell. Consult your doctor and he will prescribe a local pharmacy pH gel to help balance your vaginal acid. If the smell does not go away after about a week, consult your gynecologist, and you may actually have trichomoniasis, a common and easily treatable STI. The use of condoms is important because it reduces the risk of bacterial infections, transmits yeast infections and disturbs the vaginal pH, which can lead to odors. Caution: the use of a condom or lubricant, which should be used frequently, can cause your vagina to smell different from normal, but this is temporary. There may be lubricants in condoms or products that may contribute to the odor, and you should be careful not to use them. Of course, it is always wise to be aware of the signs of poor health, and vaginal odors can cause you to stay in them. Although a healthy vagina has a smell that can change and intensify during sexual arousal, it should not have an unpleasant smell. You can also find some good tips to encourage men to go out with you if they are paying attention to what vaginal odors can cause. If the smell of your vagina changes, becomes unpleasant, or you have a change in discharge, it is a good idea to call your doctor. This will help you to find out whether you either have an infection that needs treatment, or whether the change in the way it smells is due to something more serious, such as a urinary tract infection or a bacterial infection. Any change in vaginal odor during sexual arousal or during the first minutes of sexual intercourse may be a sign of infection. Changes in hormone levels caused by pregnancy, breastfeeding and menopause can also alter smell, as can changes in the body's immune system and the environment around you. If something is wrong with your vagina, you will probably experience other symptoms and changes in smell. Vaginal infections, including yeast, bacteria and sexually transmitted infections, will change your smell, as will forgetting your tampon and the bacteria that shop there. How do you know when a change in vaginal odor is a sign of a health problem and what to look out for? If you smell lazy, fishy, bread-like or something like that down there, call your gyno immediately. Another sign that you might want to get tested is when a woman comes into the office herself, aware of the smell, says Dr. Minkin, who says that women who come into her office with confident smells can't smell anything. Many women think their vagina should be odorless, but like anywhere in the body, they actually have scents that can be quite complex. The same is true for those who notice excrement that behaves differently from what we are used to, such as the smell of urine or even the smell of feces. This is an infection that is called bacterial vaginosis, and here's how to treat it, as well as the symptoms and treatment options that are available to you. No one knows the cause and no infectious agents or substances have been identified, but it is most likely due to the presence of bacteria or viruses. The smell of fish coming from the vagina should be considered as a buildup of urine in underwear and vulva, which can also smell like ammonia. The perfect proof of infection is the smell. Fresh fish has a strong fishy smell, but if certain infections are present, you can find fish that rot. Bacterial vaginosis and trichomoniasis are two of the most common bacterial vaginosis infections in women in the United States. If left untreated, it can leave a woman vulnerable to more serious infections and can occasionally be associated with pelvic inflammatory diseases that can affect fertility. If you notice that your vagina smells weird, you might be tempted to solve the problem by using vaginal deodorant or vaginal shower. Strange or unpleasant vaginal odors are a good way to tell you that something is wrong and you need to see a doctor. This was Weird Smelling Pussy, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1078. My name is Alex Lynch, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.